Daf Nun Beis Amid Beis, the Gemara quotes the pasuk from Yecheskel, "Oboba Pritzim Mechileluhu," to explain there was an issue of Ein Anavasa Dovish Ein Shaloi. So when the people use the Avdim Mizbeach for Avodah Zarah purposes, how could they passel it? The Mizbeach didn't belong to them. So the Gemara says, we learn from the pasuk "Oboba Pritzim Mechileluhu," it's Yotzei Lechulin. And the one who was motziyat l'chul and now acquires ownership, so it's his. So therefore, when he uses it for avodah zarah, afterwards yotzei l'chul and it's his, then other mosad davishu shaloi, then he can ask it. So there's a famous machloekus between the Balamor and the Ramban, who are the pritzim. So the Ramban thinks that the pasuk is, the nevuah is clearly talking about the nochrim coming and destroying the Beis HaMikdash. So boba pritzim pritzei akum. And the Balamor insists that it's only Pritze Yisrael. By Bnei Yisrael, there's a din that if you moil behegdish, is a Mishnah Me'ila on Daf Yutes on the base, that if someone is moil behegdish, then it's Yotze L'chul. That's the Loshon HaMishnah. Ein moil acha moil b'mugdoshim. If one person was already moil behegdish, then it's Yotze L'chul. So if the second person is going to be moil again in the same hegdish, it's no longer hegdish. It was Yotze L'chul already the first time. So that din, Ein Moel HaMoel B'Mugdoshim, is based on the fact that Hegdash is Yotzei L'chul. That's what it's saying. Hegdash Yotzei L'chul Aidei Me'ila. So that's only if Jewish people do the Me'ila. If a Nachri does it not. So that din, the Gemara says, so the Ramban says, that's only B'Shoigek. If you Moel B'Mezid, then the Hegdash is not Yotzei L'chul. That's a Gemara in Kiddushin. Hegdash is only Yotzei L'chul. If you Moel B'Shoigek, if you're B'Mezid, you don't have that din of Kerem Chaimish. In Asham, you don't have all the dinim, so it's not Yotze L'chulin. So over here it's talking, it's B'nezid, the Jews who were using the Avdim Mizbeach for their own purposes. How can you say that that's based on the din, only Jews and not Nochrim, because the whole Parsha of Me'ila doesn't apply to the Nochrim, but the Parsha of Me'ila doesn't apply B'nezid. That's the Taina of the Ramban against the Balamar. So the Balamar apparently understands that's what the pasuk in Yecheskel is mechadish. Boba pritzim mechileluhu. That even though they're doing it b'mezid, it's also yotzei l'chul. It's a new din. Boba pritzim mechileluhu. Only pritzei Yisrael, pritzei Yom Yisraelim, don't have the whole parsha of Me'ila. So this whole din doesn't apply. So it's interesting. Reb Shimon Shkop in the Shari Yosher writes, he saw in a sefer. He forgot the name of the sefer. He forgot where he saw it, and he develops a whole idea. And the Sefer is the Dvar Avraham. They were contemporaries, came out during his lifetime. He forgot which Sefer. Dvar Avraham explains, it's really Poshe Pshat and the Gemara there in the Ila, and Daf Yutes on the base. The Gemara, the Mishnah says there in the Ila, that din, that Hegdish is Yotze L'chulin, Ayidei Me'ila, when Yisrael is Moel B'Shegeg, only a dover sheyesh lo pidyon. If it's a dover sheyesh lo pidyon, then it's not yotzei l'chul like they mean. Why is that? So that's what the Dvar Avraham explains. Normally we have a pasuk, v'nosna kesef ikom lo. That's really Tosfos writes in Shabbos, there is no such pasuk. But the Gemara puts together a word here and word there as if there's such a pasuk. So you have this, see, alfusa from a pasuk, v'nosna kesef ikom lo. When you pay the hegdish, when you give the money to the Hegdash is Yotzei L'chul and Ayidei Pidyon. And here there's a Gzeres HaKosev that when someone is Moel B'Hegdash, the Chiyuv to give the Kerem B'Chaimish is Yotzei L'chul, even though he didn't give it yet. The Torah imposes the Chiyuv, one is Moel B'Hegdash B'Shogeg, the Chiyuv to give the Kerem B'Chaimish is Yotzei L'chul. So it's only if the Hegdash, the type of the Hegdash is such that it lends itself to Pidyon. But if it's a type of a Hegdash that doesn't lend itself to pidyon, let's say it's a kedushas ha-korban, a kedushas ha-guf la-mizbeach, so it doesn't have hegdish, not yotzei l'chul, you can't be poided. If you have kedushas ha-guf la-mizbeach, somebody was magdush ha-korban, and then it develops a mum kavua. So then there is a din, you can't be poided. You're supposed to be poided, but that's a different kind of a pidyon. If something had only in the first place a kedushas damim, either you donated some money to Berek HaBayis, it's always Kedusha Damim with Berek HaBayis, or if you donate, let's say, a shtender, you donate a mansion in the middle of Manhattan worth $5 million, I donated to Kedushas Damim LaMizbech. I donated that they should buy as many Korbanos Shlamim or as many Korbanos Seula as they can get from the money. So that's Kedushas Damim LaMizbech. That's Kedushas Damim LaBerek HaBayis. That's Kedushas Damim LaMizbech. So Kedushas, if something only has Kedushas Damim, then when you pay this, so the pinyon is mafkir the whole Kedusha. It's Yotze L'chul Mamish. If you have a Kedusha Aguf LaMizbech, if you're Magdusha Korban to the Mizbech, that's a Kedusha Aguf LaMizbech. Then it develops a Mum Kavua. So then there's also an institution, a pinyon, but that's not really mafkir the Kedusha. That's a pinyon Hamatir. Normally you're not allowed to shecht Shchut Echut, you're not allowed to shecht Korbanos outside of the Beis HaMikdash. But if the korban gets a mum, and normally a tommy is not permitted to eat the kachim. But here, if you have psule hamgadoshim shehuma muvin ifta, if it gets a mum, then you pay this, and the din is hatame vato yachtu vachlenu, the tommy is allowed to eat it, and you can shecht it chutz lamigdosh. There's no issue of shchut techutz. In the collection of letters that they have from the ragachavad, what they call the shadus achuvat tzofnas panech, not really. All the yeshiva bachim in Europe used to write them kashas and shailas and learning. It's not really shandas and chuvas. So they asked them, is it permissible to shecht psula hamakdoshim in the azar? A korban shuman benifte gets a mum kavon yepoida. So the pasuk says, you're allowed to shecht the chutz lamigdosh. And the tami batoyach, the tami may eat it. Even though you're tami, even though the korban is tami, you're allowed to eat it. What about, is it permissible to shecht it in the azar? Because it retains a din of a korban. Even after you paid it, the Mishnah says in Bechorvah Zaf Yudal and Amar Aleph, a difference between Kodam Mum Kavua LaHegdesho, Kodam Hegdesho LaMum Kavua. If you first magdish a behema as a carbon oil, shlamim, whatever kind of a carbon it is, and then it gets a Mum Kavua, so then it has pidyon, but that's a pidyon hamati. It's not a pidyon that's mafkir the Kedusha. Mishnah says even after you paid it, it's Oysa Tmura. It still has Kedusha's carbon on it. It's also the Gizva Veda. We learn that from the Pasuk, Tizbach ve'achalta basa, Tizbach ve'achalta ve'achalta ve'lola k'lavecha, and basa ve'lecholof. It has a lot of restrictions. If it's called a mum kavu l'hekdesho, if the animal had a mum kavu before you were magdashit, so doesn't the whole Kedusha guf doesn't get off the ground? And only yet it's a Kedusha's damim lamizbech. So if it only had a Kedusha Zdamim Lamizbech in the first place, then when you pay that, that's a pinyon hamatkir, the Kedusha. The whole thing is Yetzel L'chudna L'gamrei. So there are two different kinds of pinyonis. So the Mishnah has the klal there in Me'ila, Daf Yates HaMebeis, that whatever only has Kedusha Zdamim on it, so that's Yetzel L'chudna Agdei Me'ila, because the chiyuv to pay the Kerem HaChaimish is like a pinyon. Usually the din is when us not cast the kamla, when you give the money, it's yotzei l'chol. Now here the chiyuv that the Torah imposes upon you, upon the one who was moel b'shoigig, has a chiyuv to pay kerem chaimish. So the chiyuv to pay the kerem chaimish serves as the pinyon. What if it's psula hamgadoshim shehumamu v'nift psula hamgadoshim shehumamu? It can be. It does lend itself to pinyon, but it's a different kind of a pinyon. So the Gemara says that's a machlokes satanaim. Whether that hegdish would be yotzei l'chul in ayidei me'ila, it's yotzei l'chul in ayidei pidyon, but it's a different kind of a pidyon. So maybe this din that the Torah says the fact that you mechuyev to give kerem chaimish functions as a pidyon. Maybe that's only by things that only have kedushas damim on them in the first place. So the pidyon is a pidyon hamafkir kedusha, but it should serve as a pidyon hamatir. Maybe not. So that the Gemara says there me'ili a tesem based. That's a machlekes amaroid, a machlekes atanoim in the Mishnah. Mishnah is unclear. The Gemara says that's the machloek. Rapapa says that is the machloek of Zatanaim. Whether this mechudishdike form of pidyon, the chiyuv to give the kerem chaimish serves as the pidyon, does that only work when the hegdish only had a kedusha damim lamizbech in the first place? Or even if it had a kedusha guf lamizbech, so the pidyon is a pidyon amater, maybe this kind of a pidyon that you mechuyev to give, maybe that can't take the place of a pidyon amater. This whole din of Eid al-Amos Adov Shein Shaloi, Taisus and Yevomis, points out, I'm Pegim Lam Beis, if I walk into your home and you're cooking flesh and I pour milk in, so you say, Eid al-Amos Adov Shein Shaloi, or you're cooking parva soup and I pour in chazash malts, you say, Eid al-Amos Adov Shein Shaloi, can't ask it. So Taisus explains, no. Eid al-Amos Adov Shein Shaloi only applies when you need machshova. So like Avodah Zarah, I'm mishtachlet to something, so my machshevus Avodah Zarah is what makes it also bahanoah. So then you say, Ein on the da b'shein inshallah. But by basa b'cholav, even if it would happen by itself, you don't need the machshevus agabra to create. There's a thesis in Shabbos on Memdal and Amadeus, which is quoted l'haloch and hilchas muktzit, that the Gemara said there's a Mishnais have there's a din of buses of Dava Asa. So the Gemara distinguishes in Masech Shabbos between Meniach and Shochech. If I came home late on Friday and I take my wallet with all of my money and I put it on a table, so the table, I wasn't thinking. I put it on a table. I don't plan to leave it. Not that it's a cash register and I put the money in the cash register. That's where the money belongs. I put it on a table in my bedroom. That's a Shochech. I wasn't thinking. So then the table does not become a bus as a davar. It's only if meniach, if I put it there knowing what I'm doing, I want to leave it there. So that's why Tosfos develops an idea, if I'm visiting by someone else, and they give me a bedroom that I should sleep in the bedroom, and then I put my wallet on a table over there. And the balabas wanted to use that table Friday night. He wants to take that table, and he wants to set up something, we're expecting guests or something. So Tosfos says, Ein on amos adav v'shein shaloi, because to make something into a basis is only meniach midas, so that my das can't relate to your property. Ein on amos adav v'shein shaloi. This Gemara quotes the pasuk in Divrei Hayomim that the kelim that were used for Avodah Zarah become mos lagavoya, so you can't use it, you can't continue to use it in the Beis HaMikdash. So we have psukim that, take for example, there's a din by Korban Pesach. The pasuk says, "Kol benecha lo yochel bay." So the Gemara has a tradition. Benecha doesn't mean a nochri. Benecha means a Jew. Mishen esnakra ma'isav lovi b'shabashamay. The Jew who's over the avodah zarah can't participate in the Korban Pesach. So we have a din in Chulin in the first perek that mumra l'avodah zarah din ekakum. We usually assume mumla d'avrechad is not dina kakum. Mumla, let's say, there's 613 mitzvahs. So mumla rov dina ha-Torah that he's aware of. Mumla rov dina ha-Torah is dina kakum. Mumla d'avrechad is a machlekes rameh nechachamim in chayre, so we paskin against rameh. Mumla d'avrechad is not dina kakum, with the two exceptions of mumla v'dizar dina kakum, mumla chal shabbos b'fahesi is dina kakum. So the Chafetz Chaim wrote an imitation riff and all the mesichtas of Kachim, when the Rif didn't write, so it's called Likutei Halachas. The Rif is called Halachas, Hilchas Alfasi. So he wrote Likutei Halachas. And he has the Zevach Toyne, he has his comments on the bottom of the page, he has Ha'oris Halacha L'maisa. So he has a Chiddush in the Likutei Halachas, in the Zevach Toyne, that not only a Jew who worships Avodah Zarah is not allowed to participate in Korban Pesach, Chal Shabbos Befehesi is also Dina Ka'akum. So he, these two people, Mumla d'Avrechas, Dina Ka'akum, also can't participate in the Korban Pesach. So Rav Soloveitchik said that his father, Rav Moshe Soloveitchik, thought that that was very difficult. The Pasuk says that the kelim that were used for Avodah Zarah are possible to use in the Beis HaMikdash. What are you going to say, that the kelim are Mumla Dina Ka'akum? The kelim are not Labanei Das. The human being is using it for Avodah Zarah. So it's a din mo'os lagavoya. It's not a din in mumris agavra. The kelim are not a person who's doing an avera. So how did the Chafetz Chaim know that a mechal Shabbos befrahesia is the same degree of mo'os? And if a person eats chazer, the din doesn't apply. Only mishen istakamais lovish abashamayim. If he worships Avodah Zarah, he can't participate in Korban Pesach. So how did the Chafetz Chaim know that one is mechal Shabbos befrahesia, the same degree of mo'os on the gavra? Maybe it's only Avodah Zarah Mamish. I had the same taina been again to the Mishnah Brura in Siman Kuf Chav Ches by Duchanin. The Gemara learns out from Psukim that a Kohen who's Avodah Zarah is not allowed to Duchan. So the Mishnah Brura writes at Dovah Pashut that if a Kohen is Machal Shabbos Befereset Dinaka Akum, so just like an Akum, just like an Avodah Zarah, is not allowed to Duchan. So a Kohen is Machal Shabbos Befereset, also not allowed to Duchan. Rav Soloveitchik said that his father thought that was very questionable. That din also, it's not because din ka'akum, it's because of mo'os. And maybe the mo'os is only by Avodah Zarah. How did he know that it even carries over to Mechal Shabbos Befer Hesem? unless it could be that he meant a different thing, but it doesn't really say this in the Mishnah Brura. It could be that in order to be considered a Kohen, first you have to be considered a human being, then you have to be Jewish, then you have to be from Shevet Levi, then on top of that you have to be a Kohen. Not all the Levim are Kohanim. Some of them are Kohanim, most of them are not. So in order to be a Kohen, you have to be Jewish. So if the Mumel Chal Shabbos Dina Kaka means he doesn't have a full Din of Yisrael, he's not 100% Yisrael. He's not 100% Yisrael, so how can you say that he's Dina Kohen? You have to have first the first foundation. I said first you have to be a human being. That's the Chacham, the Be'er Heitev, quotes the Chacham Tzvi had a Sofek. If a person made a Goylem, can he be Mitzarif the Goylem to a Minyan? So it's a Sofek in the Chacham Tzvi. So the Chazanish writes, the Sofek is ridiculous. He quotes a Gemara in Sanhedrin that Rava Baragavra, Rava knew a little Kabbalah, so he was able to make a Goylem, and then he wasn't able to carry on a conversation with the Goylem. He couldn't talk, so he killed the Goylem. So he said, how can you kill a Goylem? If he's an Ochri, you're not allowed to kill him. You're not allowed to kill any human being. How did he kill a Goylem? So you see, the Goylem doesn't have the din of a human being, Bechlal. So he's not a human being, so how can you discuss what the Yimitz are from Tominion? You can't be Jewish if you're not a human being. So first level, you have to be a human being. A Goylem doesn't count. And then you have to be Jewish, and then you have to be from Shevet Levi, and then on top of that, you have to be a Kohen. So maybe if there's a Kohen, has a Mumel Chal Shabbos Befehesia, maybe the Mishnah Brura didn't really mean to say that just like one who worships Avodah Zarah can't duchen, so Chal Shabbos is Dina Ka'ibur Avodah Zarah, you say maybe he meant Dina Ka'akum, and therefore the Din Yisrael is incomplete. If he doesn't have a full Din Yisrael, so how can he have a Din of a Kohen that you should allow him to duchen? But that's it's questionable whether that's a Hechrach. I think Rav Moshe also has a tshuva. Where the Igris Moshe, I think he also doesn't accept that Mishnah Brura, that a Mumel Chal Shabbos Befehesia should be Dina Kakma, therefore he can't duchen. It's questionable. But these were the two times that Rav Moshe Soloveitchik had on the two Chidushim of the Chafetz Chaim, both by Korban Pesach and by Duchenim. He thought that here the Gemara says that the Kalim, there's no, you can't speak. If you're talking about the degree of Mumris Hagavra, so then the Gemara says, Mumel Chal Shabbos Behesed, Dina Kakum, in the degree of Mumris Hagavra. But if you're talking about most, so maybe Avodah Zarah is most, and Chilul Shabbos is not that most. It's also most, but not the same degree of most. The Ramban, the Balamor holds that this din that we learned out from Yecheskel, Boba Pritz Michilu, is a branch of that din in the Mishnah in the Ilu Yutes on the base, that whenever a Jewish person is Moel B'Shegeg, so the Hegdash is Yotze L'chula in a form of Pidyon. That's a form of Pidyon. So here, if it's Pritz Yisrael, even though it's been amazing, it's also a din that it's Yotze L'chula. It's also a form of Pidyon. The Ramban disagrees with the whole thing, and he says, no, it's only Pritz Yaakov, it's not Pritz Yisrael. So the Ramban holds that it's not at all. This din that the Boba Pitz Mechilu is not a branch of that other din. He said that's Bishogig, this is Bemezid. That didn't bother Balamor. But the Ramban holds also in Shavuos and after Zion, the Gemara has a machlekes hatanoim and a machlekes hamaraim and a machlekes harishonim, whether the Kedushas Hamigdash is kitcha losi lovoi or not. What's the Shaila? Why should it not be kitcha losi lovoi? So the Halacha Maisa, it's Machlekes, the Rambam and the Raivin. The Rambam distinguishes between Kedushas Eretz Yisrael and Kedushas HaMikdash. The Gemara a lot of times puts them together. The Gemara says if you hold Kitchel Asilov on the Mikdash, it's going to be the same in Eretz Yisrael. If you hold Kitchel Asilov on Eretz Yisrael, it's going to be the same on the Mikdash. The Tos is there in Shavuos, and after Zayinam and Aleph writes that there's room to distinguish between the two. Tosis and Megillah also, Daf Yud quotes Rab Chaim Kain, also says, even though the Gemara always equates it, but you see that there are Tanoim and Amoraim who distinguish between the two. So the Rambam also distinguishes, the Rambam and the Rabbi, they both distinguish. So the Rambam writes that Kedusha Shniya, the Kedusha Rishayna of Eretz Yisrael was Kitcha L'Shaita, but at the time of Churban Bais Rishon, the Kedusha Saritz was Batla. Then in the beginning of the Bais Sheni, they had to be Mekadosh Eretz Yisrael all over again. Masheni can Kedush Sam Migdosh, the Rambam Paskins, it was based on the Shechina, and the Shechina ain't a Betela, So the Kedushas HaMikdash was always there, never disappeared. So the Rambam splits between the two, and he holds Ben Geita Kedushas HaMikdash, that is Kitchel Asilov. So the Rebbe there disagrees with the Rambam. The Rebbe holds that Loi Kitchel Asilov, and he explains half of this story, doesn't explain the whole story. He leaves out the first half. The first half that he didn't write was like this. From the time of the Chet HaMeraglim, Chet HaMeraglim was on Tisha B'Av when they came back. So the Gemara has a lashon, Atem Chisim Chia Shalchinim Ani Ekva Lachem Chia Ledoris. So this is a historical comment that the Chachamim made. No. So in the Chumash it doesn't really say explicitly, but in Yecheskel it says it explicitly, in Tehillim it says it explicitly. That HaKadosh Baruch Hu told that to Bnei Yisrael right at the time of the Chet HaMeraglim. They were told, when they're going to come to Eretz Yisrael and build the Beis HaMikdash, Beis HaMikdash will be destroyed and they will be sent into Golus. So the Rebbe is assuming that when Shlomo HaMelech built the first Beis HaMikdash, he knew that it was going to be Chorev. So from day number one, when he built the Beis HaMikdash, he only had in mind to be Magdashit Lizman, only for the number of years that it will last. It's a chiddush that such a thing exists. You can be there's a gemara in the Dorim that kedusha aguf is not pocket bechdi. Let's say I'll be magdush a carbon shlamim, I'll be magdush a carbon oil for 30 days. Then I'll wait till the 31st day, so the kedusha soila will disappear. So the gemara says there is no such thing. Kedusha aguf like pocket bechdi. That's what the gemara says. A man is mekabesh an isha for 30 days, for a trial period. So after the 30 days, he doesn't need a get. If it doesn't work out, so he doesn't need a get. The Gemara said, there is no such thing. Just like Kedusha Guf, by Korbanis, it's not Paka Bechdi. So Kedusha Yish is also not Paka Bechdi. That's the Gemara in the Dorm has such a mashal. So that's a surprising Rebbe. The Rebbe assumes that when Shlomo HaMelech built the first Beis HaMikdash, he knew that it was Osed Lehechare already from the time of the Chet HaMeraglim, the Psukim in Yecheskel and in Tehillim. And when he built the Beis HaMikdash, he had a mind to be Mekadoshet only Lizman. Then when the second Beis HaMikdash was built, so they write, that's where the Rebbe starts writing. So you see, Deohaya Ezra, the Rebbe in Hilchos Beis HaBchirim. The Rambam says, the Kedusha HaMikdash is Kitchel Asilovai, from the days of Shlomo HaMelech, so the Rebbe disagrees. So he says, not only when Shlomo HaMelech built the first Beis HaMikdash, he knew that it was Osed Lehechorev, and he only had in mind to be Mekadoshet Lizman. So after this bomb was up, it was Paka Bechdi, surprising Rebbe. So he says, Yedeyahoya Ezra. Ezra knew also that the second Beis HaMikdash was going to be Chorev. Because Shlomo HaMelech composed the Shir HaShirim, Ruach HaKodesh. He wrote, he knew the first Beis HaMikdash was going to be Chorev from the days of the Chet HaMeraglim. They were told. So he says, Ruach HaKodesh, what's going to be with the Bai Sheni? So he says, so the Gemara says in Yom, in the first parak, what does it mean? If after the 7 years of Golus Bavel, all the Jews will return back to Eretz Yisrael, everybody will come back, then Nivna Le'atiras Kesef. Then the second Beis HaMikdash will be like a metal structure. She'ein harekav sholed bo. Metal structures don't rot away. But that didn't happen. They didn't all come back. Just a tiny 1% of the Jews came back. 99% of the Jews remained behind in Golus Bavel. So the next pasuk says, "Vimdalasi not so lalu achores." If Dalas Ha'am will show up, hardly anybody will show up when they build the Bayi Sheni. Then not so lalu achores. The second Beis HaMikdash will be like a wooden bungalow, like a wooden hut. Erez is wood. Shaharekim shalabo. So that's what the Rabbi writes here. Deyohaya Ezra knew from day number one that the second Beis HaMikdash also going to be Chorev. How did he know? Because of the pasuk in Shir HaShirim, and he saw hardly anybody came. So he did the same as Shlomo HaMelech. He's only Mekadoshet Lizman. So the Rabbi writes that Loi Kitchel Asilov. The Fakir from the Rama. The Rabbi writes even though Kedusha Shnia was Kitchel of Eretz Yisrael was Kitchel Asilov, but Kedusha HaMikdash the second time around was Loi Kitchel Asilov because they knew that it was going to be Chorev. So they had a mind. Ezra had a mind only to be Mekadoshet Lizman. The same Kavana that Shlomo HaMelech had only to be Mekadoshet for the period of time that will be Bibin Yonai. So that area, that latitude, longitude, that area on the globe, he was on the Mekadoshet Lizman, and after the Zman was up, it was Poka. So the other Rishonim perhaps hold there is no such thing. What do you mean Mekadosh Lizman? Kedusha is not Poka Bechdi. So the Ramban there also agrees with the Ravid. He doesn't hold like the Rambam, that the Kedusha is HaMikdash is Kitchel Osilov. The Ramban also holds that the Zman Hazeh, there's no Kedusha to the Mokam HaMikdash. And he says the reason why, because the Boba preets the Mechilalu. according to the Balamor, that a Boba Pritz Mechidalu is a branch of that din, that Hegdish is Yotzil Chulna Aidei Me'ila, that is a din of Pidyon, this is another form of Pidyon, and the normal din that Me'ila is Yotzil Chulin Aidei Pidyon is only if it's B'shoigig, and this din is even B'mezit, Boba Pritz and Pritz Yisro is even B'mezit, so that's only if the thing lends itself to Pidyon. Either the Pinyon HaMafkeh Kedusha or the Pinyon HaMater, whatever, the two opinions in the Tanoim. But the Mokam of Eretz Yisrael, the Mokam of the Beis HaMikdash, that location on the globe, that latitude and longitude, that lends itself to Pinyon. There is no such thing. It's not a tangible, I mean, the Mokam is a tangible, but it's a concept. Mokam is a concept. It's not a chesed that lends itself to Pinyon. And nonetheless, the Ramban holds, Boba Pritz Mechilu was Mechalel the Kedusha Samokam. So it's totally not like the Balamor. That Ramban there in Andaf Tezayin in Shavuos is Lishitos over here, that he holds that this din of Boba Pritz Mechilu is totally unrelated to that Mishnah in Me'ila. Not like the Balamor, that it's a branch of that din. This halacha, that Eden was a dove shenu shaloi, how much of an ownership do you have to have? So on Nundalan and Aleph, there's a Gemara, Hoysa Bems Chaver, Rutsa Lefnei Abed Ezor. So there's a machlaik, Tesis quotes a Rashi from Chulin Daf Mem. That's what the Bach tells you, where the Rashi is. It's not here. So Rashi Shita is, the Gemara says, when a ganef steals something, and he picks it up, he makes a kinyan ganeva, then it's Chai Beyonsin, and with other dinim, a whole bunch of dinim follow. So Rashi's opinion is that my machshava should be able to relate to your property. You don't necessarily require that it should belong to me 100%. Even if I only stole it, I made a kinyan ganeva on it, that's sufficient to be considered adamosa dabashu hu shaloi. That's enough of shaloi. And Tosfos disagrees. How can it be? That's only the hischai b'yonsin. It's still the dabashenu shaloi. You have to have that it should be mama shaloi. The Pashto says that that's Rabbi Chanan raises a question in Bava Kamma on Daf Samachtes. There's a Machloikas Rabbi Yechon Veishlokish. We learn that from Psukim that if something is Shali, Veina Bishusi, we learn that from Psukim that if a Ganim ben Aganif, I stole your automobile, I did a big neighbor, so I'm Chayb Karen Vikefel. So then comes a ganav and he steals it from my home. So is he mechuyev to pay also kefil to the nignav? So the Mishnah says, "Haganav maganav is not chayv kefil." The Gemara learns that from the pasuk, "The ganav beisa ish, we learn beisa ganav." Why? Because it's ain't the bishusa. So Rabbi Yochanan takes that din and he extrapolates from that Mishnah that if something is shaliv ain't a bishusi, I'm not a complete bailam. So the nignav is not a full bailam on the automobile when it's beisa ganav. The Nignav doesn't have access to it. So true it's Shaloi, but Zaina Bishusoi. So Rabbi Yechanan says, the Gemara shows that it's a Machloikas HaTanoim, whether this is so. And the Stam Mishnah in Bava Kamma says, Haganim and Haganim is not Chayv Kefil. So Rabbi Yechanan says, that's how we pasken like that Mishnah. We don't pasken like the Mishnah, Masechus Maaseh Sheni, that if it's Shalcha, even though it's Zaina Bishusha, you're a full Baal. So so Rabbi Yechanan is Mesupik over there. This din that you need shaloi b'shus to be a full bailam. The Gemara says that when you get to be magdish, ish ki agdish is basic kodesh, my basic b'shus of kol b'shus. So you need shaloi b'shus, you have to be a full bailam to be able to be magdish. That's a drasha from the pasuk. Then the Gemara says, what the nami to be magdish something? It's something shali v'en b'shus, ishtei men v'chal hagdish, l'selef ishtei ne b'shus. The owner cannot be magdish something if it's not b'shus, he's not a full bailam. And the Gemara says, when you get to Hefker also, you cannot be Mafker something. Hefker is a Haknoa. You marked it away from yourself. So you have to be a full Baal and has to be Shaloi B'shusai. And the Gemara says, you can't be Poyde Maisu Sheini if it's Ein B'shusai. To be a full Baal, you have to have Shaloi B'shusai. So Rabbi Chanan is Mesupit when you get to this then. If Ein Olam Mosa Dobe Sheini Shaloi, you also need a full Baal of Shaloi B'shusai. Or when you get, let's say, there's a din in the Dorim. The two kinds of a neder. I can take a neder, I will not eat bananas. I can ask the bananas that weren't even planted yet. I can ask your bananas. You don't say, I'm answering the bananas on myself. I can't ask your bananas on you. But if I have bananas, I can ask my bananas on you. So the bananas have to belong to me that I should be able to aser on someone else. Do the bananas have to be shali or bishusi? What if they were stolen? So the bananas are shali, they ain't a bishusi. Do you say, I cannot aser on someone else? I cannot make a neder to aser on someone else? But he's saying, no, that din, the shaloi bishusi doesn't apply. The pashtus is, it applies across the board. You have to be shali or bishusi. Rashi holds kinya geneva is enough. If you have a kinya geneva, it's enough to say to solve the problem of ein anamos adobish and shaloi. But the pashtus is like Tesis, anun dalet, that you have to have bailus, a real bailus, not just a kinya geneva. The kinya geneva is a kinyan. The Gemara learns that there's an institution of kinya chotzer in Kol HaTarakula. Chotzer v'shaloi dem koinolo shaloi midaitai. So chotzer is learned out from the two psukim. It says by a get, v'nosam b'yoda. The Gemara in Bav Metzia Daf Yeraham says, by a get it says v'nosam b'yoda. So the Gemara has a drasha of the Torah Shabbat Peh, eini ala yoda, harina chotzera. What if the husband throws a get into the chotzer of his wife? She has her own apartment, she has her own house. So Tamalama Banasami Komakum. The chotzer is also good. And then the Gemara has a similar drasha by the Ganef. I mean, Matzi Simatsu Biyada Ganeva, that the Ganef is chayv kefil if he made a kinya geneva. So what's a kinya geneva? What constitutes a kinya geneva? Biyada. Matzi Simatsu Biyada. And what if the Ganef stole a behemah? He doesn't hold the behemah biyado. The Gemara says, chatzera minayin. Let's say I stole the behemah from the next door neighbor and I pushed the behemah into my backyard. So bringing your behemoth, stealing your behemoth, pushing it into my backyard, that constitutes a kinya chotzer for the ganef l'ischai b'yonsen and l'ischai b'kefal, and so on. So the Gemara learns out from these two psukim, two dinim, that there's an institution of kinya yad and there's an institution of chotzer. Chotzer is also good. The Gemara says if you only have the pasuk by ganef, you can say maybe it's a local din of ganef. If you only have the pasuk by get, maybe it's only din by get. Once you have the two psukim, that's it. So chosen kolat tarkula. There's a din of yad and there's a din of chotzer. So the kinya geneva, it's not a kinya gomer. The object really belongs to the nigdaf, but the ganav has a kinya geneva. So Rashi Shita is that's sufficient to be considered. Or the moser davashu shaloi, he does have a shaychus with it. He has a kinya geneva. That's enough to answer. The Gemara has the big discussion of Yehorig Vayavar. It's a famous topic, a very rich topic in the 1500s. There was a big movement in Tzfat to do Chiddush HaSmicha. The Rambam writes in three different places in Pirush HaMishnayos and the Mishnah Torah. The Rambam writes that Yeroy Li, he says he's not sure, he came up with the original Chiddush. Smicha really is Ish Mipiyush at Moshe Rabbeinu. So the smicha ish mepiyush has to be conferred in Eretz Yisrael. The one who gives the smicha, the one who receives the smicha, they have to both be in Eretz Yisrael. They don't have to be zeb if nei zeb, but they have to both be in Eretz Yisrael. The Gemara said that Shmuel left Eretz Yisrael and never got smicha. When he's in Babel, so he can't get smicha. Rav was lucky, he got smicha before he left Eretz Yisrael. Shmuel left and he couldn't get smicha. So we haven't had real smicha for many, many centuries. We're going to have a chag smicha next month. So that's an imitation smicha. It's not the real thing. It's a fake. It's a fulfillment. And people who speak the Europeans who speak Yiddish, they don't call it smicha. They call it heter hayro, because the lashon haGemara is that Rabbi Yehuda Nosson made a takana. Talmud al yorim came not to reshus me rabbi. A Talmud shouldn't yorim shouldn't teach in a yeshiva, or yorim shouldn't pass kashaylas. We shouldn't have two different shotim how you translate Talmud al yorim. That's the beginning of Sanhedrin. That hey. So Talmalan came not to reshus me rabbi. So it's really heter hayra. It's permission. The Rebbe gives him permission. It's not really smicha. That's what it is, Bizman said. But this lashon, the chag smicha, that's Rabbi Meir Shapira, who had the Lublini yeshiva. He had a chag smicha and he printed it up in all the newspapers. The chag smicha. He coined the expression. So the we don't have real smicha, Bizman said. So the Rambam came up with a big chiddush. An original chiddush that if all the chachmei Eretz Yisrael join together and they give smicha to someone, that's a valid smicha also, and he's considered a samach, and it can be done din knosis. In order to be done din knosis, you have to have real smicha. So he says if they gather together, they can be done din knosis. So in the late 1400s, 1492, 1497, at the Spanish expulsion and so on, so they threatened to kill a lot of people unless they're going to convert to Christianity. So many Jews worshipped Avodah Zarah in order to save their lives. So one who worships Avodah Zarah is Chayav Kores. Chayv Karis is a serious einish. So the Mishnah, the Gemara says in the end of Makkos, in the end of Perak Elohein Aloikin, Kol Chayru Kisha Shalaku Nifturu Midei Krususim. If they got Malkus, so then they won't be punished with the Karis. So many of the people who worshipped that with the Zara felt awful, so they wanted to be potter from the Karis. So they wanted to convene a Besdin to give them Malkus. You don't give Malkus for Avodah Zarah. Avodah Zarah is a lav shenitna lav saras misas bezin. Either you give misa, you don't give anything. So they wanted to convene a bezin to give. There was no hasra when they worshipped Avodah Zarah. There weren't two aid in giving hasra. Don't do Avodah Zarah, you're going to give your Malkus. It's not true, you don't get Malkus. They were working on the assumption that if they'll get an ad hoc bezin to give Malkus, bezin makam ayanshin shalai men adin, if they want, they can give Malkus to any one of those, any avera. If they think that it's going to accomplish something, so that was the assumption. The whole parsha in Jewish history is very strange. So they wanted to convene a bezin to give the people malchus to pater them from the chorus that they were chayim. So that's a big machloket. Is it true? We have the pasuk v'lanara l'sasa dova. So that's oynes rachmanet patri. The Gemara learns that on the afternoon dal and menal. The Gemara oynes rachmanet patri dichsiv l'anara l'sasa dova. Mamish, they raped the girl. That's Sheva Altasa. She couldn't do anything about it. That's Oynes Rachmana Patri. What if I make a decision, I make a conscious decision to save my life, so I'll worship Avodah Zarah to save my life? That's also Oynes. But that's the same. That's Oynes Rachmana. The Gemara makes it the same. The Gemara says that it's the same. If they hold a gun and they threaten to kill me unless I worship Avodah Zarah, so the Gemara says it's not called Avodah Zarah. It's not called the Behemah. It's not Pasalam is Beach, Mitam Nevar, if I deify Behemah. The Behemah will be kosher l'akrava, because Anas Rahman Pate. That's a surprising Gemara. So that was a big machlokes here. There's a stira, two Tosas, and they're quoting different Baliyah Tosas. Here the Tosas quotes, my uncle Rab Moshe Mikutzi, who wrote the Smag. And then the previous Tosas, the Maskif and Hobbitzin and Hobbifahasya. So the different Shitas on the Daf. The din is that by Avodah Zarah, it's Yehoreg Val Yavar. So he's not supposed to worship Avodah Zarah even to save his life. One, if he went ahead and he did worship Avodah Zarah. So one day in Taisus says that he's Chayv Koris. The other day, he said, what? He's not Chayv Koris. Anas Rachmana Patre. He did wrong. He should have given up his life, but he's not going to be Chayv Koris. That's how the Rambam holds. The Rambam holds like that. And the Ramach, the Kesem Mishnah, they're just like, we have Hasagas Haravid. Keseder on the Ramach. So there are Hasagas Harach also on the Ramach. And the Rambam also, the Kes Mishnah often quotes Hasagas HaRamach, then they print in more Hasagas HaRamach. So the Kes Mishnah quotes it, the Rameir HaKoyin, the Ramach was masing on this Rambam. The Rambam says that one who is pressured into worshipping Avodah Zarah should not worship Avodah Zarah, it's Yehoreg Val Yavar. But if he went ahead and he worshipped, then Onesh Rachman HaPatri doesn't get chorus and he's not Chayv Misa. There is no Onesh. There is no Onesh. So the whole story doesn't make it. The whole story that they wanted to do Chidush HaSmicha in order to pater the people from the Kores, the whole thing is a pella on many accounts. According to the Rambam, there's no Kores, so the whole thing wasn't necessary. And even if you hold out there is Kores, so this Malkus would pater them. There is no Malkus on Avodah Zarah. There was no Hasroas. An ad hoc bezin is going to give Malkus a patas from the Kores. The whole thing is kula chiddush. And then Rav Soloveitchik said that he remembered as a child he visited Briska a few times. Most of the time he spent with his other grandfather. The last 2 years of Rav Chaim's life, Rav Soloveitchik was together with Rav Chaim. But in the earlier years, before his bar mitzvah, so he visited Rav Chaim very rarely. He says on one occasion, Rav Simcha Zelig told him over b'shem Rav Chaim, a diuk in the Rambam, that when the Rambam says there's such a concept as Chidush HaSmicha, and then the person has the Smicha, he can be done Dini Knossos. So Rav Chaim thought it's Meduyik in the Loshin that the Smicha is only good for Dini Mamanis. It's not good for Malkus. So the whole story doesn't get off the ground. So the truth of the matter is, I remember Rav Soloveitchik pointed out, how come they didn't point out that Diyuk? So the Maral Bach does point it out. Rav Levi Ibn Chaviv lived in Yerushalayim at that time. Most of the Rabbanim lived in Tzfat at that time, for two reasons. The simple reason why they lived in Tzfat, because the water was polluted in Yerushalayim, and the water was healthy in Tzfat, so it was healthier to live in Tzfat. Then the second reason was because they were hoping to be mekabel pnei Mashiach. And the Gemara says in the end of Rosh Hashanah, and the Rambam quotes it, that Esa Golias Golas and Sanhedrin, towards the end of the Baisheni period, the Sanhedrin went into self-imposed Golas. They left the Lishkas Hagozes 40 years before the Churban Abaz, and they went from city to city to city, and then they conked out after a while. So the Esa Golias, they went to Usha and Tzipori and Shvaram, and all those areas, they're all in the Galil, and then they closed down the whole institution of Bez Nagor. So then the Rambam quotes the Gemara. The Gemara says, we have a tradition, like every day when the Bez Nagodol would finish their work for the day, so they would go home. And then the next morning they would come back and reconvene. Every day they go home, and then they come back the next morning. So they're going to reconvene in the same place where they met last, somewhere in the Galil, somewhere over there. Tveria, Usha, that's where a couple of, around 20 years ago, Adin Steinsaltz with a group of 71 Rabbanim founded a Sanhedrin. The Rambam says, all the Rabbanim and I saw get together, say they founded a Sanhedrin, and they met in Tveria. Because the Rambam says the Besdin will reconvene, because we have a tradition. The Gemara, Besdin will reconvene in the same place where they met last. So somewhere over there, near Tveria. So the Sir Malbach lived in Yerushalayim, so they didn't invite him. When all the Rabbanim and Tzfat got together, and they decided they're going to make Chiddush HaSmicha, so they gave Rabbi Yosef Karo Smicha, they gave Mari Bei Rab Smicha, a couple of Alshir got Smicha, a couple of people. Then 5 years later, they gave another couple of people Smicha. So the whole purpose of the Smicha was in order to give Malkus to the people who had worshipped the Avodah Zarah, who had converted to Christianity. So the Malbach lived in Yerushalayim, and they didn't invite him. But they gave him also Smicha. They sent him a letter, we gave you Smicha. So he turned it down, and he says, no, thank you, I'm not interested in your smicha. And he wrote a whole kuntras at smicha. And the end of the Chuvas Marabach, he says he thinks the whole thing is not valid, because the Rambam says you have to invite all the Chachmei Eretz Yisrael. You didn't invite all the Rabbanim from Yerushalayim. He said, if you would have invited us, and we would have been there, and we would have had a machlekes, you could have outvoted us. You would say, we want to give smicha, and we say not. But if we weren't even there, how can you outvote us if we're not even there? And he has this diuk also. He says the diuk that Reb Simcha Zelig said, name Reb Chaim, he writes that too. What do you mean? You're convening a bezin, you're giving smicha in order to convene a bezin, in order to give malchus. But the Rambam says, yesh lahem yeshus, lodin dinik nasis. He said, they're two different dinim. Lodin dinik nasis, the loshen apasik in mishpatim is nekabal ba'is elhu elohim. Elohim, loshen chol, elohim means one kind of smicha. But to be a dayan on a Bez Nagodol, or to be a dayan for the purpose of giving malchus, that you need something better than Elohim. You have to have real smicha. That's only smicha lachatzon. Everybody gathers together, so you have a power of hefke bez nehefke. So dinik nasis, if you have a smicha of a hefke bez nehefke, that's enough. But smicha in order to give malchus, amisis bezn, that has to be a different kind of smicha. Anyway, so this Tosfos on Nun Dal and Amud Aleph has the 2 days when there was a din of Yehoreg Val Yavar, and the person went ahead and they worshipped Avodah Zarah. Is he chayv koris or not? So the Tosfos has the machlokes, and that's machlokes, the Rambam and the Ramach. And Tosfos raises the question: from this Gemara would appear that Rava in the Gemara seems to hold like the Tana Rebbe Shmuel that there's no din of Yehoreg Val Yavar by Avodah Zarah. There's only a din of Yehoreg Val Yavar by Ritzicha because of the Svar Maichazis, and by Gili Arayis because of Hukash. Kashi Yochamish Arev, Tzoch HaNevish, Kein HaDob Razeh. There's a hekesh between Gili Arayis and Shvichas Dambay. But the Zohar, there's no din of Yehoreg Val Yavar. So Tosfos writes a Lashon, Chas V'Sholom to Paskan, like that. The second line in the Tosfos, Hobitzinu Hobifar, Chas V'Sholom, because they gave up their lives during the Crusades. They had traditions. They held their traditions are stronger than all the Gemaras. Every so often, the first Tosfos in Brachas also says, they had a tradition that you daven Ma'ariv before Tzeisa Kohami, Yotzi Kriya Shema. They're not going to give in because the Gemara says not. So every so often, there's such a Tosfos. Their traditions were so strong, they don't care what it says. So they reinterpret over here. Either they say we don't pass like Rava, or they say Rava never said it. But it's fascinating that their tradition, they felt, was stronger than the Gemara. Okay.